you have four candidates now, none of whom is very well known in the state of Florida. For the most part, people who are either have been inside players, they don't have wide visibility. Florida's a big state, and to get political visibility, a candidate has to either spend a lot of time in public office or spend a lot of money on television commercials. Neither is the case of any of the candidates running for the Republican candidates running for the U.S. Senate. More than half of Republican voters in Quinnipiac polls say that they don't have a choice for a candidate to run against Bill Nelson in 2012.
What about Lemieux? I mean, he's a former senator now. You would think that he would have some name recognition.
He has some name recognition. Not a lot, but some. But again, he was a U.S. senator for a relatively short period, and it was a time when other things were going on, and he didn't get a lot of coverage. Remember, most of 2010, the year when he served in the Senate, was a time when everybody was focused on the 2010 election and Marco Rubio, so that the other senator, Mr. Lemieux, who was filling in an expired term, really didn't get that much attention.
It's just so early. It's such a long time between now and November of 2012. Are people in general starting to pay attention to this race?
Well, when more than half the voters in the Republican Party don't have a candidate that they support, it's a fair analysis that it's not getting that much attention. None of these candidates are considered all that colorful or well-known. Now, at some point, one of them will emerge and will win the Republican nomination. And then you'll have a contest between a live human being and Bill Nelson. And then you'll get a better look at how things are likely to shape up. And again, you can't emphasize enough, much of what will happen in November 2012 in the U.S. Senate race in Florida will depend on what's going on in the presidential race in Florida. Florida will be a very hotly contested state. It's a fair analysis that the Republicans probably can't win the White House without Florida, and Barack Obama doesn't want to try to win it without Florida. But if President Obama carries Florida, it's unlikely that Bill Nelson will lose. But if President Obama doesn't carry Florida, then that puts the state more in play for the Senate race.
Now, this debate this weekend is not an official Republican Party event. It's being sponsored by the Florida Family Policy Council and the Central Florida Tea Party, two very socially conservative groups. Do any of these four candidates hold more appeal for that group of voters than another? And if the choice of these socially conservative Republicans wins the nomination, how would that affect the race against Senator Nelson?
Well, I mean, the Tea Party is also a fiscally conservative group, and most Republicans are fiscally conservative, and many are socially conservative. And I'm sure each of these candidates will tell you they're the conservative candidate in the race. Often what happens, I think, is that the media fixes on someone being more or less conservative based on one issue here or one issue there. And often voters, especially Republican voters who are picking a nominee, may think have a different view of who's the more conservative based on what issues they use to judge conservatism. One of the things that's clearly going to come into play in 2012, both in the Senate race and perhaps most importantly on the presidential race, is what's considered moderation. In other words, we have this term moderates about who people in the middle who sometimes vote for one side and sometimes vote for the other, and we tend to think of them in ideological moderation, whatever that we may view that to be. But voters vote on more than ideology. They also vote on competence and performance. And it may well be that in 2012, especially if the economy remains in as poor shape as it is, that whether you're conservative or liberal may be less important to these moderate or swing voters than whether voters think that they can change the economic situation. And that might not be necessarily an ideological call.
Now, Peter, as you said a couple of times, this is a big state. This is a statewide race. But a lot of the attention seems to be focused on the Central Florida region. Why do you suppose that is?
Because historically, the I-4 corridor from Daytona on the Atlantic coast to Tampa, St. Pete on the West Coast has become the swing voter area in Florida, that in close elections, the candidate who carries the I-4 corridor is the candidate who generally wins. And Orlando's smack in the middle of the I-4 corridor.